This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence.
KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully presents to you, Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Hey! gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, no goodest, rottenest son of a bitch you'll ever want to hear on the radio. And again, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make a difference. And I'm making a difference all throughout this country. We're all coming together, proud white and proud black. We've got to stop this crap before it stops us. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. Hey, can I get give me a nigger today, will you? Give me a nigger, a true nigger, not a proud black person. Give me a true nigger to call in so we can discuss what these niggers want, what's going to keep them happy. On a serious note, now there's some niggers out there that I think are educated people. They're just niggers because they hate white people. They want to be destructive. They think that we as white people owe them everything because of what happened 150, 200 years ago. I totally disagree, but maybe somebody can change my mind. I doubt it. I don't have much of a mind to change. But maybe somebody along the way or some decent white can call in and give me their side, because I want to hear both sides. We never really get to hear both sides other than here at KQQZ 1190 AM. We never get to hear both sides. We always hear the nigger side. The nigger side gets out. It gets going. Everything goes crazy, but let a white guy get screwed and it's on the back page and then nothing's ever said, nothing's ever done. But it just amazes me how we can let this crap go and continue to let it go, and we all sit on our lazy asses, do nothing about it. It's a shame. It's a shame. If somebody comes to your house and walks in, tries to take your television, I guarantee you they're going to get their ass beat, if not more. It's the same situation here. We're letting the niggers, us proud white and proud black, are letting these niggers get away with murder. And the white people and the proud blacks, well, let's let it go. You know, it's going to stop. You see, it's not going to stop. And after this Ferguson situation a few years ago, it's got worse. Should have got better. Everything should have leveled off. But now, every time a black man or a black woman, I'm sorry, every time a nigger, either a woman or a man, gets caught up in a situation, it's not because they're a criminal. It's not because they did wrong. It's because they're black. I'm tired of hearing it. I think the proud blacks are tired of hearing it. And I actually think that everybody is tired of hearing it. And if they're not, then I don't know what the hell's going to happen. I'm an old man. I'm not going to be around in 30 years. But it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing as to what's going to happen, because there's going to be problems. There's going to be problems if we don't get it taken care of. If we don't get it taken care of now and be fair to both races. I want everybody to have equal and just treatment. I don't want to be able to have to be pushed, though, to be in a black community if I don't want to be. I don't want to have to marry a black woman if I don't want to marry a black woman, or vice versa. but on televisions, they're starting all this cultural engineering where all these commercials, there's a white gal laying in a, on a Serta mattress with a black guy, or there's a black guy and a white gal in a car buying a Ford. There's some gays out there kissing on each other, and I guess they think if we see enough of that, that we'll all think that that's the way it should be. You know, that's the vast, vast, vast minority, and I don't think it's ever going to be that way, and certainly not within the next 50, 100 years. I want to go to a town in Minnesota, and I want to salute them. The town actually is St. Louis Park. That's the name of the town in Minnesota. They had voted last board meeting to forego the Pledge of Allegiance. They voted to get away with the Pledge of Allegiance in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Everybody voted for it, and there was a lot of heat. Now they're saying that maybe it's necessary. Now, one of the board members says that she doesn't feel like saying the Pledge of Allegiance was necessary, this council member Ann Mavity, because there's some non-citizens there occasionally. Well, I don't give a damn if you're a non-citizen or not. You're in this great United States of America. You say the national anthem. You say the Pledge of Allegiance, and if not, get the hell out. And she said, not everyone who does business in the city or has a conversation is a citizen, she said. They certainly don't need to come into city council chambers and pledge their allegiance to our country in order to tell us their input is about a sidewalk in front of their home. Now, that's some stupid crap. But they've got so much heat now that they're asking to recall the vote, and I think it's going to happen. There's a big, big swell of support by not so much the politicians, but the people. Now the mayor, this Jake Spano, he's proposed that the decision be reversed, arguing that it should be reviewed more thoroughly before a vote was held, and it wasn't. Says no decision was reached at the meeting on reinstating the pledge. Isn't it unbelievable that we can sit in this great United States of America, and I don't know, those people in Minnesota, there's some are some crazy son of a bitches. It says that the Minnesotans are upset because we're playing with their hollow traditions. If you want to go to a meeting and they say the Pledge of Allegiance, you may not say the Pledge of Allegiance, but you're going to stand, you're going to put your hand over your heart, because that's what we do. If you don't like it, don't come in. Don't come in until after the meeting's over or after the pledge is over. But they wanted to make a big to-do to show how progressive they were. And I think by making that big ado about how progressive they are, I think it's come back to bite them. And I think at the end of the day, it's going to hurt some of these council members in their next election. But it's really got out of hand. It's really got out of hand. And now it's made national press. And I understand why. I understand. And I wanted to salute the board members and the people of St. Louis Park, Minnesota, for taking a stand. See, they're starting to do what the niggers do. That's what the niggers do. They could be 3 or 4 or 5 strong. They don't care. If they're against something, whether it's right or wrong, they're going to push it. They're going to push it. They're going to push it. If they have to, you know what they'll do. They'll start rioting. They'll start tearing up things. And that scares white folks. White folks don't like that. So, hey, let's let them get away with it. Maybe it'll be the last time and we can, it'll even out. It never, ever, ever, ever evens out with the niggers. And you good people, both black and white, you know that. It never, never equals out. You go to Ferguson. They tear up the town. Nobody gets arrested. They burn things down. Nobody gets arrested. The guy that said he saw Michael Brown with his hands up, which was a lie, he gets hired. He gets hired by the city of St. Louis. Now you see where that crap's going. And people will talk about it. And those niggers on the corners, yeah, you can do this and we can get that and we can bitch and they'll give us something. And it's our fault. It's the proud community's fault, both white and black, that we've let him get this far. Governor Nixon, what an idiot he was to tell the troops the National Guard troops in Missouri to stand down on the Ferguson situation. That started a whole ball of wax that I don't know if it's ever going to be right. But we fought that one, and I think we may have to fight another one, because unless we tell these people, hey, it's wrong, you know it's wrong, you better stop it. If we don't do that, and we haven't up to this point, it's never going to stop. Never, ever, ever going to stop. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Dennis. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, hey, Bob. Last night on Tucker Carlson, he gave the best explanation as to why this crap is happening. And one of the things that really stood out was that we don't require assimilation anymore. We're letting all these no good people in. Good people, no good people that have no decency about or loyalty to this country. They don't want to be Americans. They just want to come here and think from us. But the thing that, again, stood out was that we don't require these people to assimilate to become good Americans.
You know, Dennis, I agree with you, but you know whose fault that is, Dennis? That's my fault, that's your fault, that's everybody else's fault. Because here's what we do, Dennis, and you know this. We elect these bastards. They say they're going to do this for us, going to do that for us. We elect them. They go to the county offices. They go to the state house. They go to the congressional house in Washington, D.C., and they vote party lines. Am I right or wrong?
Well, yeah, they do. But, you know, I vote the person, not the party. But, you know, 99% of the time, these cities and counties and city councils are all run by Democrats. They are.
Well, I don't know if all of them are, but a lot of them are. But what you'll get from the Democrats, they're sort of like niggers to me. They'll yell and scream, and they'll get what they want. And the Republicans, and I'm not a Republican by any means.
Whoa, Bob, wait a minute. That's an insult to the niggers.
You know what? I'll have to think about that before I apologize to the niggers. But, Dennis, don't you agree with me, though? You say you vote the person, not the party. But once you vote the person, not the party, and they go to Washington, they go to Springfield, they're not caring about what you want. They're caring about what their other constituents up on the House Democratic floor want. Don't you agree?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I write my Congress people. I send messages to my state representatives. I did one this morning in Missouri. But, you know, I like these son of a bitches. I don't care. You know, they get it. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. But they don't listen to what they don't want to hear.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Because you know what they do? You know what they do? They listen to the leaders. Because once you get elected, Dennis, say you get elected to the House in Missouri. You go to Jeff City. They say, hey, you better go along with the program, in essence. I'm being a little crass about it, but you better go along with the program, in essence, because if not, we're going to run somebody against you in the primary. You're not going to get any money, and we're going to take this seat. So what are you going to do? You want to perpetuate your existence there as a politician, and you go along with the program, yes or no?
I think most of the time, probably, yeah.
Yeah, well, it is most of the time, Dennis, because you can see the crap that's going on here in our country, and it's not going in the right direction, do you think?
Of course not. I mean, you know, we got a big election coming up next year, and I tell you what, if it doesn't go the right way, the good way, the American way, then we're screwed.
You know, Dennis, thank you very much for the call, buddy. You be safe. I agree. Dennis,
all right.
I agree with you 1,000%. And I don't know if Trump's the answer, but what I see of these Democratic candidates, they're not the answer. You know, there's so many of them went so far left. You know, they want get rid of the cars, get rid of the planes, give everybody free money, get rid of all the debt. And I don't know where these ignorant bastards think all this crap's coming from, but it's going to come from somewhere, and I don't know where. That's when you became or will become a socialistic country. And after a socialistic country, then you become a communistic country. And if we don't get on the right track, Dennis, I agree with you. There's going to be all hell to pay. But I think we can do it. We're smarter. We're smarter than that. But we're going to have to take it and say, hey, listen, if it takes some fighting, if it takes some extra money, whatever it takes, the proud white and proud black community are going to come together and going to get it done. Thanks a lot, Dennis. Appreciate it. Got some more callers. Go ahead, Jesse. You're on the dark side.
Bob, you know, this racism stuff, the color of your skin and all that crap, you know what, it don't add up to a mountain and a molehill, because you know what, I've been married to a black woman for almost 16 years. You know what, when are they going to stop using the color of your skin for politics, for laws, for all that other stuff that's going on in this terrible world that we're living in? And it's not the world that's terrible, it's the people in it. You know, they need to knock that crap off and get rid of this racism crap. It sucks.
Yeah. You know, Jesse, I agree with you 1,000%. I agree with you 1,000%. But, Jesse, what's it going to take? I've been preaching it. I'm sure you're preaching it. You're married to a proud black lady. What's it going to take to get everybody back on track? Do you have any suggestions?
Well, you know, and I don't know if I have the right suggestion, but these people, and the people, black, white, and even the niggers, need to get their head out of their tail end and start thinking with their brain and not with their butt.
You know, Jesse, I agree with you 1,000%, but that's probably not going to happen, because there's always a vast minority of niggers and crackers and honkies. There's enough black, bad whites to go around. They keep the dissension, keep all the crap going, and we can never get on the right page, because we're always cleaning up somebody's mess, don't you think?
I agree, and not only that, the Democrats, the Republicans, I don't care what politician you put in office, or Senate, Congress, or wherever, you know what? They're so worried about the color of your skin, and they're so worried about taking care of the low-life people that don't give a crap about living or working or taking care of their own family. They want somebody to take care of them. Why don't they get their head out of their butt and go to work?
Jesse, hey, thank you very much for the call. Jesse, you're exactly right. Get their head out of their ass, but they're not going to, because we've got the primarily white, primarily Democrats tell these niggers, you don't have to work, you don't have to do this, just make sure you get out and vote. We'll get you aid, we'll get you this. That's been going on for the last 30, 40 years, and I think that's really going to come back to bite us. Now, Jesse, you can talk race, and it's really, really, really not about race. They use the race card. The whites do, too. All the crackers and the hunkies up in Washington, they use the race card, because that gets everybody's attention. Oh, it's about race. We got to do something about it. It's about race. Well, the guy's a nigger. He killed 15 people, and now he's mad because they tased him to knock him down rather than kill him. Yeah, but they only tased him because he was black. And you know, Jesse, and everybody else listening, you know that's what's going on. They're using this race card. They're using this race card, and it's going to hurt all of us. It's going to destroy us at the end of the day if we don't do something about it. Let's take one more call before I go crazy. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the dark side.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I agree with the last caller and the one before that. I think that the main problem is, and this is going to sound crazy, but people are just doughy and soft. They've watched too much TV. They got too much euphoria crap in their brain about what the media is spoon-feeding them. And I just think that until the lights go out for about 6 months, you know, and half of these idiots die off, then, you know, the world will be better. But it's not going to happen. You know, people are just locked up in, you know, their payments and their this and their that. They don't even take time to grow a garden, to enjoy life. And I think that's the problem, honestly.
Yeah, you know, Bob, you sit there. What area do you live in?
I'm down here in Mitchell, right under your towers.
Okay. Hey, watch him for me.
You got it, buddy.
Isn't it amazing? And I know you're a proud white man, but you sit back and you think, man, I'd like to do more, but I can't. I'm only one person. Doesn't it frustrate you to see the way the direction this country's going?
It's a shame. It's a shame, you know, and especially to see your parents work their butts off all their lives, and then at the end of the day, they don't have a retirement. They don't have, and they still have retired people have to work. It's just it's a horrible thing that we've created for ourselves. You know, it's terrible.
Yeah. You know, Bob, you're exactly right. Hey, thanks for the call, Bob. You be safe there in Madison County, and thanks for all the listeners in Madison County. But you're exactly right. It's a thing anymore. We don't know which direction to turn. And I'm talking about the proud whites and the proud blacks. Screw the niggers and the crackers and the hunkies. They know which direction they're going. They're going in a direction that they can get something for nothing, that they can rob, borrow, steal. They don't give a damn. They just want it. And that's what's killing. That's what's killing our society as it once was. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to have to wise up We're going to have to wise up, or we're gonna be in one hell of a bad mix. Hey, I want to get over to St. Louis. And I talked about my good old buddy Joe Edwards. He's the owner of the Pageant and Blueberry Hill. What a little greasy, bearded bastard he is. He fought for so many years for this trolley. Oh, it's going to be so good. It's going to be so good. The only reason he gave a damn about the trolley coming to the loop in the Delmar area by U City is because of all his businesses. If they'd have been somewhere else, he would have been pitching somewhere else. But boy, this trolley's going to be so good, so good. It took over 10 years, people. Over $51 million. Over $51 million for a two-mile track that they can't get it right. They've made the trolley since November has sold just 11,000 tickets, and the fares have been $22,000. $22,000 in about 7-8 months. $22,000. They anticipated that they would do about $35,000 a month, about $400,000 a year. These guys are doing $3,100. $3,100 a month, when they anticipated at least $35,000 to $40,000 a month. And the problem is, it's dangerous there. The other problem is, there's some shopping to do there, but people aren't going to come to the Del Mar Loop area just to drive a trolley because it's on rails. They could have got two or three trolley cars, regular buses that look like trolleys. It would have cost them $100,000 apiece. They'd have had $300,000. They could have started it 10 years ago, and they would have made a little bit of money. Now, I know it's just a novelty thing, and that's okay. But you don't, in any situation, spend $51 million on a novelty. And it says here, and it's factual, it says the taxpayers who largely funded this expensive outing, and it's not going to be successful. There again, it's been since November. Hell, they've wrecked in the cars. They don't have enough room on the street for the cars now to park in front of the businesses because of these trolleys. Everybody's pissed off. And the 11,000 people that have been there since November, I guarantee you, probably 10 of those 11,000 won't come back. You sit on a trolley, it's on a track, so what? I don't understand it. But, oh, good old Joe Edwards, good old Joe Edwards, he made it a big deal. He was in the newspaper every day. It's going to be the best thing that happened to the Loop area. Joe Edwards, you're a lousy, lying, no good, no count, greasy, white cracker son of a bitch. And this is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper. And I know you guys listen over there. So why don't you give me a call, Joe? You're such a badass. Why don't you give me a call? You're going to help spend $51 million. Now, you make a lot of money, Joe, at all your places. At the Pageant, always having bands at the Pageant, at Blueberry Hill, and everything else you have going. Why didn't you put $2 or $3 or $4 or $5 million? No, because you're not that stupid. But you sure think the people of the St. Louis area are that stupid. And apparently they were, or are, because $51 million, primarily of taxpayers' money, when all the killings going on all throughout that area, all the robberies, the rapes, all the crime, and you're going to fight for a two-mile trolley that people can sit on a trolley just because it's on a track? $51 million, Joe Edwards. So you good people, you ought to give old Joe a call out there at Blueberry Hill or the Pageant. Let him know what you think, because he's getting away with this. $51 million, he got exactly what he wanted. Didn't cost him a penny. He's making a few dollars because there are a few people coming to Blueberry Hill and the Pageant. But at the end of the day, to spend $51 million on a two-mile track that took 10 years to get operated, something's not right. And you good people know that, but nobody wants to say anything. Nobody. It says in the newspaper something like clang, clang, clunk. It says loop trolley officials must address why ridership is so dismal and how to fix it. It is dismal, and it's not going to be fixed. People aren't going to fly in from San Francisco to get on a trolley. People aren't going to fly in from Chicago or any place else. So when it was new and started in November, and it's up to now sold 11,000 tickets, and that's because of the newness. That newness is going to wear off, or it has worn off, and you know what's going to happen. That's not going to be, I would anticipate in the next 6 months or a year that the trolleys won't be running, and there'll be 51, you hear me, people, good people in Missouri, $51 million of your good, hardworking taxpayers' money is going to be down the tubes. I don't hear it from anybody. I don't know why people don't get pissed. I don't know why people don't do or say something about it. So, Joe Edwards, lines are always open, toll-free, 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. We've got some callers. Callers, hold on. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. You're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, the rottenest bastard you ever want to listen to or not listen to. And again, Take those two fingers of yours, get them off that little thing between your legs, and just turn the dial from 1190 wherever you want to go. But you're not going to get the truth. You're not going to get the facts. You're not going to get anything on any of these other radio stations like you'll get it right here. You'll get the truth today and every day. Hey, I was reading, good old Joe Biden. Joe's been out of politics for 2 years. He was vice president under Obama, the biracial president, not the black president, like he wanted everybody to think and know. He's made close to $16 million in the last 2 years. That was by the Associated Press. 2 years sitting on his ass, doing whatever he does. We didn't know then. He's made over $15 million. And he wants to talk about poor old Joe, just one of the good old guys. Joe's a no-good, rotten son of a bitch, just like the rest of these politicians. But he's out there talking his crap. And anything anybody's for, he's for. He's for the Green Deal. He's for free education. He's for giving illegal immigrants health care when our great United States citizens, some of our veterans, we can't get the health care that's needed for everybody. But he's made over $15 million. He don't want to hear that crap. He don't want to hear that crap from me or you or anybody else. And that just shows how hypocritical these no good son of a bitches are. Let's take one more call. Go ahead, Stuart. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, this is not what I want to talk about, but I just want to mention those 20 morons running for president, a Democrat, they got to go on the Al Sharpton show and get his okay before they got to get Al Sharpton's blessing, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's not 20, there's 25, actually.
Okay, 25.
But go ahead.
To talk about, you know, there's so many empty storefronts on East Main, it's amazing. And I was at a political meeting about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 10, I don't forget. And they said, if you're not on the Democratic plantation and with a business, you're in big trouble. And you better not let them know that you're not on the plantation, or they'll do everything they can to hamper your business. And I got 4 or 5 examples of that. That furniture store in Wade Square, he was on your show one time, and
right.
He said Bell was giving him a real hard time. That's after Don's Hardware moved out. You'd think they'd have been glad a business moved into Don's empty store. And I went out there, and I thought he had a real fine store, but he was telling you on the air one time that how harassed how much harassment he was getting from Belleville.
You know, Stuart, what's happening, and you're around here, I'm around here, Belleville is shot, and it's not because of the proud blacks. They don't come up here. It's the niggers. When the whites move out, because they're afraid to walk down the street at night. And every time I drive down the street, starts to get dark, I see nothing but niggers. And I mean that, nothing but niggers. Now, Mayor Maximus Vaginas, the big pussy Mark Eckert, is going to tell you that everything's okay, everything's safe. Hell, his wife gets robbed at the florist shop. His daughter finds a dead body out in the street. And this bastard's going to sit there and lie to everybody in Belleville. Belleville is on its way down. And it's not because of the proud blacks. It's because of the niggers moving in, because the proud whites and proud blacks are moving out. Don't you agree?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how it happened. How old are you, Stuart?
Well, I'm like 39, like Jack Benny.
Jack
I'm
Benny.
In my 70s, but I don't like to mention.
Well, that's all right.
What an ancient guy I am.
That's okay, Stuart. You've got a lot of good ideas. You be safe out there. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
And just remember, you people all remember, when the mayor of Belleville tells you it's safe, you need to call his office and call him a lousy, lying, no-count, good-for-nothing son of a bitch, because he's lying to you. He's lying to you because it's not safe, not safe at all. Now, you guys know that I always break stories. I've broke several hundred stories, and then 2 days later, it comes out. Gets in the newspapers because they all listen and they follow my lead. And if anybody thinks different, they're crazy, because they always, always follow my lead. But I talked about it yesterday, and what's up today? Grand jury disbands over in St. Louis without charging Kim Gardner at this time. At this time, she hasn't been charged. You know, the grand jury, you get all kind of information to see about indicting someone, see if they need to be indicted. But let me tell you what's happening with that. And you can take this to the bank. She's going to be, when it's all said and done, she's going to be in a lot of problems. Now, everybody can say no, but they've done a thorough investigation. They tell me the FBI is still investigating her, and I believe it to be so. And I tell you, I've been caught up in that. When the FBI investigates you, it may take a little bit of time, but when they get you, they've got you. But anyway, they've not indicted her as of this, as of Tuesday, I believe. They indicted this Tisby, her investigator, for lying to the grand jury. And there's probably going to be some other indictments come down. But I just want to let you know that I broke the story. Nobody knew anything about it. Nobody said anything about it. But think about it. Yesterday I did. I broke the story in the morning. And now the next morning in the Post Disgrace and all the papers, they've got it. They should have had it 2 or 3 weeks ago, but they didn't know what the hell they were doing. But as soon as they heard me, they found out what was going on and they put somebody on the case. But it says that at this point, they haven't indicted her, but it kind of alludes that there may be another grand jury investigation. It says a continued investigation into Greitens' office means a special prosecutor may soon request another grand jury to review evidence and reveal more about how Gardner's office handled the Greitens case. Now that in itself tells you something, doesn't it? That she's not off the hook by any means. And I think she's calmed down a little bit. I think she's calmed down because she knows at some point in time it's not going to be pretty. So I think she's trying to make good with some of the politicians that are against her here in St. Louis, but I don't know if it's going to do any good. She's talked about cutting that list of people that she won't listen to or won't call for any kind of testimony in court. So I think that on its face has scared her to the point that that she's going to be controlled. And I don't mean controlled by doing her job. I mean be controlled by putting so much politics in the political setting in the St. Louis city situation. They tell me, we'll talk about Belleville again. Next summer, they're going to have a splash pad in Belleville. They haven't had a swimming pool for quite a few years. But now they're going to have a splash pad in Belleville. Now, you good people know what a splash pad is. Nobody can drown. It's not water. It's a lot of fountains and a lot of crap like that. But they're going to have a splash pad, the mayor says. Eckert says the city staff is taking to officials from other area towns that have built splash pads to see how it's going to work. But it's been closed. Pad has been closed for such a long time, but now all of a sudden they're going to have a splash pad. Now they can have a splash pad. They fixed the lights on the streets a couple years ago. They're fixing the streets, but all it's doing is placating and catering to the niggers that are moving in day in and day out. And you people in Belleville, you can say what you want. You can say it's safe. Drive down the street 7:30, 8, 8:39, 9:30, 10, and you'll see what's walking down the street. And not just in the West End, not just in the West End by Signal Hill, and that's all niggers. It's not proud blacks, it's niggers. They're sitting there barbecuing on the steps and drinking beer 2-3 o'clock in the morning. It's not the proud blacks, it's the niggers. And it's going to continue to be that way, and it's never going to get any better. So I tell you, Mayor Eckert and all you idiots, you can put whatever money you want into Belleville. You're not going to bring people back to Belleville. Belleville's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. There's blacks moving in every day. They're taking $200,000-$300,000 houses that people can't sell, just like they couldn't in East St. Louis, and they're selling them for $75,000-$100,000. And at that point, you're going to see there's going to be more niggers move in, more whites, more proud blacks move out, and it's going to be amazing. But they're doing all they can do to bring Belleville back. Well, let me tell you what, Eckert, Kern, you're part of it. Sprague, you guys are all part of it. Belleville is not coming back. That's like somebody that's gotten into an accident and had their leg severed. They can sit there and talk about it. They can talk about what happened in the past. Those legs are gone, never to be regrown. And I'll tell you, Belleville is the same way. Now, there may be another year, two or three or four, but you good people in Belleville, especially middle-aged older people, you know what's going on, and you're only sticking around because you have no place to go. You're only sticking around because you're not going to give your $300,000 house away for $100,000. You're not going to do it, and I don't blame you. So some of us are just going to have to fight through it. We're going to have to fight through the niggers, fight through the crackers and the hunkies, because, again, there's enough shame and blame in that racial game to go along. There's a lot of no-count, low-life white bastards, crackers and hunkies, that are milling around the area, pushing dope, selling dope, trying to steal all they can steal. So don't think, for you proud white people, don't think it's just black. Don't think it's just black, because there's a lot of crackers and hunkies that are involved. They may not be involved personally with the niggers, but they all have the same situation in hand. They all have the same philosophy. We're not going to work. We're going to have them give us something. We're going to vote for them, and that's all we have to do. That's been the take in St. Clair County, Illinois, for the last 30, 40 years, and I believe it's going to continue to be that way. Now, I actually thought that there was going to be a run against Mark Kern for county board supervisor come next year, and there still may be. We're talking to some people to see if we can put something together. And win, lose, or draw doesn't make any difference. You're a winner if you get out there and you fight the opposition who's done wrong. And that's what we've done the last few elections, and we may continue to do that. You don't have to win an election to be successful, because we've exposed a lot of people in a lot of bad criminal situations that wouldn't have been exposed otherwise. So, but it's really amazing. Also, I saw, and it just struck me, had some ignorant, stupid son of a bitch in California. He was an illegal alien. This gal wouldn't pay any attention to him. He tried to talk to her, tried to get a date with her. He tried to grab her hand to hold it, I guess, and she pulled away and rolled up her window, and at that point, he took out a gun and shot 3 bullets into the driver's side window, striking her 10-month-old little girl. Now, the little girl may survive. They took her to the hospital. They've got all kind of shrapnel in her head, and it's going to be nip and tuck. But now they're charging him with attempted murder. But that goes to show you two things, how rotten some people are. And here's another illegal immigrant, illegal alien, who's been just charged with 3 counts of attempted murder. Now, you won't hear that any place but here, because, you know, that's not newsworthy. The hell it's not. I don't care what town, what city, what state, when a 10-month-old baby gets shot, being held in her mother's arms because some ass white bastard wanted to hold the mother's hand and the mother didn't want anything to do with him, that's when you know everything's out of hand. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. 3 things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Thank you.
which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. We are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the last segment of The Dark Side. We're not going to be able to get to everything I wanted to get to. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the Illinois Department of Agriculture, about them canceling Confederate Railroad because of the name, but they're not going to cancel Snoop Doggy Dog Nigger. And I don't know why, for all the crap that he said about the president, all the racial crap. You know why? Because us white people are going to sit back and let the crap go. But the last few minutes, I want to say, I want to congratulate, and I'm not his biggest fan, but I tell you, he's starting to do a lot better, Congressman Michael Bost. He's introduced a bill, the Betty Ross Flag Resolution, and I want to salute him. The man's got some guts. Michael Bost, he's from Murfreesboro down in southern Illinois, announced yesterday that he's going to introduce a resolution to Congress later this week recognizing the historic, cultural, and political significance of the 13-star Betsy Ross flag. And I want to thank him for that. He said the Betsy Ross flag represents the founding spirit of a new nation, one built from 13 very different states with a shared commitment to freedom. Now, I got to say, Mike Bost, I congratulate you and I thank you for standing up as a true American. I told somebody yesterday what I was going to do and they said, man, you come after Bost. I've come after Bost when I thought he was wrong, and when he was right the few times I thought, I complimented him. And I want to tell him, I can't think any more of a man when he stands in a situation like this. Now, you know he's going to get some heat from the niggers, but I tell you what, I think he's a proud American. I know he's a Marine. Even though we've had differences, I want to salute him because this gets my heart. They could have sat back and said nothing, but he's going to make it a national resolution. He's going to take it before Congress, and everybody in this great United States will know about it. So I want to say to you, Congressman Boss, thank you very much. You may get my vote next time because you're getting better at what you do, and we'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow. We don't have a lot of time. I guess no nigger's going to call me and talk to me, so maybe tomorrow, maybe I'll pay a nigger to call me and let me know what niggers want, what they have to have. But we'll talk about that more tomorrow. But I do want to keep on the Snoop Doggy Dog and got some other situations about Disney World. They're stealing the guns out of the cars. Good people can't have guns, but the crap bums can. So that's the way it is, as always. And again, Congressman Boss, I want to salute you and thank you very much for what you've done for this great country. Maybe it's the start to put us back on the right track. So again, I want to salute you, Congressman Boss. I will send you a letter, and I may try to give you a call. I don't know if you'll talk to me, but hopefully you will, because I am one of your constituents. But in the meantime, people, listen to what I say. I always tell you, don't believe what I say. Listen to what I say. Listen to what other people say. Then research it. Find out for yourself. But after you research it, you'll find out that everything I said is correct. You may not like the way I say it. You may not like the way you hear it. But at the end of the day, you know it's correct. And at that point, as always, politics are involved in our lives every day. Politics run this country today, yesterday, tomorrow, and forever. So we have to stay on top. We don't have to be involved, but we have to stay on top of it because we have to put these political people in office to work for us. So let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, at the end of the day, let's destroy them. Never violence. When I say destroy, never any violence. Let's destroy them before they destroy us. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
And now, the warning. I'll be back terrorizing the airways tomorrow, so you have been warned. Tomorrow, come back and visit me right here on the dark side.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.
Yes.